The Shoah was not a topic. Here's what you have to understand. The Shoah was not a topic in our house. This is the 50s, the 60s, till the late 70s. We never studied about the Shoah. We never talked about the Shoah. It wasn't a shoo-shoo, don't talk about it. It was just not of interest.
But it was...
You cannot think in today's terms. There's a totally different age. An age in which apanim kadima, everyone, it's amazing when you think about it. American Jewry was intent on achieving material success, on integrating into society, into making it. And remember, the idea there was the melting pot. It's not like today. It was a completely different age. And you know what I mean? People were looking forward. Listen, the best indicator for all these questions is the attitude towards the survivors. In Israel, no one wanted to listen to them. In America, no one wanted to listen to them. But it was for different reasons. In Israel, no one wanted to listen to them because they had an image of Katzon HaTevach.
Right.
You know, and they were the antithesis of the Zionist dream and the new Jew. In America, no one wanted to listen to them because American Jewry suffered from guilt feelings because of its own failure to do more for European Jewry during the Holocaust, and the factor that I just mentioned, this desire to go forward, to move forward, you know, not to be burdened by the baggage of the past and the tragedies of Jewish history.
Do you have any memories of, as a
one memory,
teenager?
One memory. In 1961, my mother got a hold of me and sat me down in front of the television and said, you've got to see this. Israel captured Eichmann. Israel captured Eichmann. They put him on trial.
Right.
And I don't even think she said Eichmann. Israel captured one of the top Nazis and put him on trial, and we watched it. And if you watched the news broadcast.
Yeah, I heard that there were actually... The films were made and they were broadcast in the
right,
U.S.
Right. They weren't broadcast here because there's no television. That's a very clear memory. But it's the only memory I have of ever discussing.
But do you remember thinking to yourself or talking to your friends and saying... I mean, people knew the numbers. People knew what had happened.
For sure.
And it was... I mean, it was 15, 20 years earlier. 15 years earlier.
Listen to me. I never once remember talking to any friend of mine in school asking them, were your parents in the Shoah? If you ask me today, I can tell you exactly whose parent was a survivor without even knowing. I could tell you today who was and who wasn't. Just because of my knowledge of the subject and my knowledge of the sociological elements of it. I cannot ever once remember talking to anybody about it. The only memory I have after that first memory was something completely different, which I think is very interesting and very illuminating. The Sunday before the Six-Day War.
Mm-hmm.
I remember sitting in my living room.
So you're 19.
19. About to be 19.
Right.
About to be 19, okay? I remember sitting in my living room in Brooklyn, reading News of the Week in Review, New York Times section. And I have a memory, and what's fascinating is that I went back to a microfilm in New York Times. I could not find this thing that I remember. But let me show you that, okay? My memory has the following. It has a map, page 3 of News of the Week in Review, has a map of the Middle East, and three figures. Soldiers, tanks, and planes. And on one side, a long list of figures, there's many different countries. On the other side, one figure for each one, for each category, okay? In other words, Israel, soldiers, planes, tanks, okay?
Right.
And the other side, Egypt, Jordan, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, etc. And I'm looking at this map, and I'm looking at those figures, and this, in my immediate reaction, oh my God, there's going to be another Shoah. Now, where did this come from? We never talked about the Shoah. The Shoah wasn't a topic for us. This is the amazing thing. It's like it's part of your DNA. It's just an amazing thing. And when I later came to Israel in the year in 68, 69, I came from my junior year to Hebrew U, and this is my first trip to Israel. I met Jews from South America, from South Africa, from Australia, from Europe, from the States, North America, Russia, the first ones started coming out, okay? They all said the same thing. And you read Sikh Lochamim, which is the conversation with the soldiers who served in the Six-Day War, right. Sabarim, they said the same thing also. All of a sudden, memories of Maidanek, you know, memories of this, memories of that. And this is the amazing thing. What triggered the interest in the Shoah, what was one of the main things in changing the attitude towards the Shoah, was the Six-Day War. You cannot believe the impact that it had on Jewish identity.
Or more precisely, the month before the Six-Day
right,
War.
Right, the terrible waiting period, the Hamtana. In other words, the fears. What brought back those memories? To be honest, it was the rhetoric of Ahmad Shukeri, the head of the Arab League, of Arab leaders, preparing their armies to throw Israel into the sea. You know, they said, they said the most horrendous things. Similar, by the way, to what Ahmadinejad is saying today. And that aroused the very deeply, deep-seated memories of the Shoah. Even in someone like me, who had no Shoah memories, whose family was almost untouched by the Shoah, who grew up, I got perhaps the best possible Jewish education, available, but it didn't include Holocaust studies, it didn't include anything about the Shoah. The Shoah was mamash, not a subject, not part of our parlance, not part of our, you know what I mean? We talked a lot about Israel, but we didn't talk about the Shoah. It wasn't on the agenda, wasn't on our radar screens.